are listening to WAMFLP New Orleans, the voice of the people on 90.3 FM and streaming on the web at WAMF.org. This is the A Community Voice Show. A community voice is a grassroots community group that fights for justice for lower to moderate income families. Give us a call at 504-941-2852 or visit us on the web at acommunityvoice.org.
In the Upper Ninth Ward, and my guest is Miss Daisy Griffin. And she's been living in the Ninth Ward for the past 11 years and dealing with a whole lot of drama going on in the neighborhood. So I thank you, Miss Daisy, for coming out to talk to me today. So how'd you end up in the Upper Ninth Ward?
Well, when Hurricane Katrina hit, I lost everything. I was renting and I lost everything. And I was working at the high school at the time. And one of the young lady that's worked at the hospital inquired me about trying to get into the program for Habitat for Humanity. And I got into the program, was fortunate enough to get a home built in the Upper Ninth Ward. And that's how I become living in the Upper Ninth Ward.
Oh yeah, what neighborhood did you live in before that?
I lived in the mid-city, downtown around Bayou St. John, like five blocks from Bayou St. John.
Oh yeah. And was it hard to get this Habitat house? Because I heard sometimes the application process is a little bit hard.
Well, they do a lot of helping you clean your credit up and everything. At the time, I lost everything, so I was really mainly at my job. And due to losing everything, I just got into the program because one of the young ladies offered me to get in the program to try to become a first home buyer. I did everything I was supposed to do. When I did, I was in everything. I built on, did a lot of volunteer on the Musician Village, so I went around looking in the area for different places where they gave me for to go look and see if that's where I want my home built. So I picked on Frank Street, where I've been living. I'll be 11 years in July.
Oh yeah, that's a long time. And so when did you start having trouble with blight?
About 3 or 4 years after I moved in the house, the lot that's next door to my home, it had been cut twice. And it's been a lot of like people coming on your property doing different things. And this lot just needs to be cut, where they had homeowners that had half of the lot, they used to come around and cut, but I don't know if they lost a lot due to problems. I really don't know, but it got cut a couple of months ago, and the people that came and cut it told me that it wasn't gonna grow and it wasn't gonna get that high again. It's high again. It's almost high covering my house. I mean, high is my house, and it's growing all in the streets. And you know, it really needs to be cut because a lot of things going on. Matter of fact, last night, someone was around my house knocking on my window, scared me, and I had to call the police because it's like, you know, I don't know if they're trying to frighten me or what. They need police cameras up around there because it's a lot of things going on. And having a high grade by your house, anybody could do anything. Last year, they took and came and went up under my car. They cut a hole in my pipe on my vehicle and, you know, stole all my gas out of my car.
Oh, wow.
And I saw the man on camera and everything, but it was nothing that the police could do. But, you know, I think they need to have their grass cut often, because it's really on my property too. So I have to pay the guys that cut my grass, I have to give them extra in order for to keep it off my lot. But I have complained. I done called 311 several times. I had talked to a young man, and he was very nice, and he got the lot cut. So it been cut like a couple of months ago, but the grass got high again. So this is what I'm fighting with now, with a lot of things going on in the neighborhood with the grass and people coming up on your property doing all kinds of things. I've been up all night, so
it sounds exhausting, right?
So it's just exhausting to me, because nobody gave me what I have. I worked all my life for to get what I have, and just for people to come on your property and just do all kinds of things here, be kind of upsetting.
I mean, yeah, it's putting stress on you and impacting your health, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because you don't need to worry about your safety in your own home. And it sounds horrible. I didn't even know that was a thing, that you could go under somebody's car and take the gas that way.
Yes.
And that sounds like very expensive repair, right?
And it's a lot of people where they have a young lady stay in the house, because it's four houses is on that block, and they have one, it's up under Section E. People are complaining several times about that and everything else. And I think when it's family hanging around outside not doing anything, which I don't have a job either at the time, but I don't go around trying to take anything from anybody or nothing else.
I mean, it's just scary because you don't know what people are doing when they hang out, right? Especially around an abandoned area, right?
Yes.
So do you have any rodents or anything coming from this lot and trash being dumped on it?
They have trash dumped on it. They have all kind of critters and stuff that you might see. It's scary, which I don't sit on my porch. But it's scary being outside, because you never know what's crawling out the grass and everything else. I done saw critters in the grass before. And, you know, I think the city need to really get this, really need to keep this grass cut, on the sake of trying to see everything, you know, round up in your community.
Yeah, because it sounds like you're being a little bit ignored out there, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so you went to the meeting the other night with the council person, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I spoke to a young lady, which she told me she was going to call me, but I know she had a lot of people with complaints, so I know I'm just giving it time for, you know, her to get back with me and everything else. So that's why I'm voicing my opinion about what's really going on. It's just the grass. They need the police cameras up. And when you call the police, they tell you things to really upset you. Had me really upset it and everything about just the thing that, just what they just, you know, spoke about when I asked them a question or whatever. You know, they just said something really just upsetting. And
I mean, they have an attitude, right?
Where they talk to you like they're not concerned about your well-being, or, you know, because they don't live there. Because I guess they done had so many complaints, but I think if they put a lot of police cameras up in a lot of these neighborhoods, a lot of this crime will die down. But I'm just saying, you got people knocking on your windows, you got people stealing your gas, you got people trying to get in your house. Last year, they took my garbage can and was trying to get in my kitchen window.
Oh, Lord.
They came one day, they came back the next day, and they took the screen off the window and threw it in my backyard. So it's just a lot I've been going through in this house and everything else. I want to live comfortable because I don't bother nobody. I have neighbors I talk to, and everything else. And I had told one of my neighbors that I was going to come and do this interview because I think I need to be heard. And I'm going to ask them to come and voice their opinions too about a lot that's going on in the community.
Yeah, because they probably have a lot of the same issues you have, right?
Yes, because my neighbor, me and her talk a lot, and she said that she saw the man on a camera in her car when she forgot to lock her car one night, and he was ramshacking her car. He called the police. The police says nothing they could do. Okay, so you got cameras on your house, and there's nothing they could do to these people. I done had people come to my door, was caught on tape, come in. The man said that he was working for ADT. He wasn't working for ADT. The police saw him when he was knocking on the door, ringing the bell, twisting the knob, still trying to get in my house. And I'm telling him ADT had just left my house the day before. I called ADT. ADT told me to call the police. I called the police. Now, the young men that came that time, they was very helpful. They came out. They saw the, you know, cameras and stuff, and they saw the man, but I don't think they ever caught up with the main or whatever. But I'm just saying that when you roll the tapes, they need to flash these people picture on the news so they can know that they is being watched and everything, doing this to, you know, people.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you tried to do all the right things, right? You reported it to the city, you reported it to the police, you've got people on videotape, and still nothing is being done.
Yes, ma'am.
And probably if they would get rid of these lots and maintain them, you wouldn't have people trying to sneak around your property so much, right?
Yes, ma'am. And I'm saying that they need to go around the city and cut a lot of these high grades. If they're not dumping trash, mattresses all over everywhere, they throwing stuff out the car on your property, they come in trying to abandon your property and everything else. And that's why this grass need to be cut, because if they cut the grass, I think it would lower some of the crime, you know, because having high grass around your house and people at night knocking all on bedroom windows, on your windows, trying to get in your house or whatever, I think that would die it down a lot. But having a high grass, they could do anything. Nobody not going to see them.
I mean, they could put a dead body over there. You don't know.
Yes,
you know?
Ma'am. And just like when the police came last night, they signed a flashlight, but they told me to call them back. I've been up all night because I didn't know if this person was going to come back and knock on a window or whatever. But for the knock on a person window 10:30, 7, 11 at night and not saying anything, that's enough to scare me and give me a heart attack.
Yeah, and it's not your job to be the police, right? Because you're not getting paid, and this sounds like it's very dangerous for you to be having to watch.
Yes, ma'am.
All night long. So what do you think it's going to take to get the city and the police to do something?
Just for everybody to come out and talk or have go to the meetings and stuff. Because, matter of fact, ma'am, that was my first meeting I enjoyed. It just... you know, listening to everybody voicing their opinion, and a lot of them was talking about how the prostitution, the drugs, and everything is going on. And these people, it's so bad till they be on your property. You could be outside on your porch. If they meet up in your neighborhood, they don't respect you at all. They still passing the drugs and everything else. And I think it's sad because don't bring this around other people's neighborhood. Let them people come to your house. If that's your priorities. If you want to sell drugs, I'm not into that kind of life, so don't bring it around other people's houses if this is what you want to do. They have just everything missed. They have people come in the neighborhood that be neighbors throwing Pampers all over that been complaining about and everything else. I don't have a little baby, and I'm not going to walk around and have diapers all over my property and just let it sit there. No.
I mean, it sounds like the Wild Wild West, you know, whatever goes.
Yes, ma'am. Then they have people, they had, about a week ago, they had a lady, nasty and dirty, come and knocked on my door. She keep on saying that she looking about a cat that's supposed to be up under the abandoned house, that's supposed to have rabies or whatever. But I observed this lady. I don't know if she on drugs or what, But I noticed another bite. But like I told her, she don't have to knock over here just as long as they're not on my property doing it. That's to each his own. But a lot of these abandoned houses need to be knocked down and just knocked down because nobody's living there. They go all up in these abandoned houses. It's just so scary. That's why I'm afraid to go out at night. I'm afraid to go out at night, and I'm afraid to be in my house at night too.
I mean, it's impacting your quality of life.
Yes, ma'am.
You shouldn't have to worry because you have your own home now, and you should be able to enjoy it.
Yes, ma'am. But so, I can't enjoy it because I'm saying that it's just a lot. I just pray and just ask the Lord to cover me because that's all I have now. You know what I'm saying? But then they got still people just observing, watching you and stuff. You don't know who watching you coming out your door. You got to be careful about your surroundings. But I'm just saying that when you in your own house, why do you have to live in fear like that? You know, Then you call the police and they not no kind of help because they talk crazy to you. They have you more upset and scared than what you was when you first called them. But they have some police is good and some of them is not.
But it makes people, once they have the negative experience with the police, sometimes it makes them feel like
stay too cold.
They can't trust them, so they're not going to call and stuff. And that's unfortunate. Because
and then when you take things in your own hand, they're ready to put you in jail. But I'm just saying that I don't want nobody to hurt me, and I'm not trying to hurt nobody. So that's why I'm just going to stay prayed up because it's just real sad up in New Orleans because they need to, a lot of these people that's sitting in these offices need to get out and come and ride around and look at the blighted areas, grass that's high, ask the people that have these abandoned houses where they can't afford to live, they need to be knocked down or either try to get some kind of loan to fix the house up and for somebody to live in the house. But you also got to look at when you do be a homeowner and then you rent your property out to these people, they tan it up and everything else. People be always on Facebook showing how they done been feeling sorry for people, letting them live in their house, and they just tear up the house. I have a good friend that's trying to sell a house, felt sorry for this young lady. The lady was just taking, changing the locks. The girl had to go pay for eviction notice to get her out of her house. And when she went through there, she had tears in her eyes. It's just sad. If that was their property, they wouldn't want nobody to do that to them. I'm going to treat somebody's property, whether it's mine or theirs. Okay? For instance, if I live in somebody's house, I'm going to take care of it like it's mine. But when I get ready to move, that's why a lot of people cannot get their deposit back because there's 10 of these people property.
Yeah, well, it sounds like you care a lot about what's going on in your neighborhood and that you're on the right track going to meetings and getting some of your neighbors involved.
Well, I'm going to talk to a couple of my neighbors today and tell them about, you know, the situation and see if they could come down here and voice their opinion and talk to someone about voicing their opinion on the radio because maybe if everybody gets together and voice their opinion about a lot of things, some things would happen, you know.
Well, I know A Community Voice is working in that neighborhood and they've been having meetings. And so maybe you can get your neighbors to come out. And they meet every third Thursday at New Salem Baptist Church Community Center at 1600 Alvar. It's right near Claiborne.
Well, they've been calling me a couple of times. As a matter of fact, these people really been keeping in contact with me because when they first came to my home, the young lady, I wasn't home. My son took her name and number down, and I called her the next day, and they've been keeping me in touch with the meetings and stuff. But the first meeting that they called me about, I couldn't make it. But the meeting that just happened, that was Wednesday.
Yeah, that was Tuesday, I think.
Okay, that was Tuesday.
Remember Palmer?
Yeah, Tuesday. Well, it was a nice meeting. I enjoyed it. Me and my neighbor was out because I caused her to come out. And we sit there and we listen and everything else. And she said she enjoyed it just like I enjoyed it and everything else.
So maybe you can come out to the meeting on the third Thursday because I know what a community voice does is they usually have actions to get people to come out, to get the city officials to come out and the news media come out and look at the blight for themselves, right? And that might be what is needed, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Because as you said, they need to come out and see for themselves because it's very easy for them to dismiss it.
Yes, ma'am.
So it sounds like you're on the right track and you can get with some of your neighbors and invite them to the meeting and maybe plan a action on it, right?
I sure will. I will get the address and everything.
And I will
let all of them know about the meeting. Now it's up to them. I can't hold their hand and push them to the meeting. But I will voice my opinion and give them the address to come to the meeting. So it's up to them because I'm going to tell them it's dealing with our neighborhood and everything.
Yeah, and it sounds like you're very courageous for speaking out. And that inspires other people to speak out, don't you think?
Yes, ma'am, because I be shy a lot, but I think the more you come out and talk, the more you'll get done. Still, just keeping quiet and not saying anything. And this is the reason why I really came out today, because the lady called me yesterday and asked me would I come speak. So I told her yeah. And then, like I said, I've been up all night to call me and remind me. The young lady called and reminded me. So that's why I just came on and came for to do the interview, because I think everybody needs to know what's really going on with different things and everything.
Yeah, because sometimes it's hard to battle something on your own, right?
Yes.
And you need a bunch of people standing with you because it can be very stressful.
Yeah, and another thing, like a lot of people is elderly. I'm not young myself, but I'm able to get out and move around and come to meetings when I'm able to come. But a lot of elderly people, they're not able to come out, you know, and everything. They had a lady at the meeting the other night saying about how a lot of these people that lived in these houses over 50 or 60 some years and they're scared of the area and everything. That's why it's good to look at the news to see really what's going on in the city. But they have a lot of young people, they don't want to watch the news. But if you don't watch the news, you never know what's really going on. I want to know what's going on. It's not about being nosy. It's about seeing what's going on in the city that you live in and what's going on.
And you can help be a voice for some of these elderly people that maybe aren't able to come out because of health reasons or because they might be scared. I know a lot of older people don't come out at nighttime meetings, right?
Because I'm the same way. I don't come out too much at night either because you're frightened. You never know what's... If somebody's standing outside your door or whatever, I look at the news all the time. They just had a young man. They killed him with his little baby and the little girl up in his hand. Killed the little girl. These is innocent children. I always say these things. If you have a problem with somebody, don't wait and go around in the crowd and hurt these other innocent people, because these innocent people don't have anything to do with that. That's why I try to keep praying up and pray for me and my family and everybody else.
Yeah.
Because I don't like to go in crowds, because you never know what one person might make everything bad for the rest of the people.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely times have changed out there. So speaking of that, I think one of the purposes of our show Spotlight is that we're trying to find solutions, positive solutions to problems that people are having, you know, because it can be sometimes too negative out there, and that can discourage people from taking action. So I know you have a lot of stress and a lot going on in your neighborhood. So what are some of the things that you do to try to stay positive?
Just where I go visit different people. I just try to stay prayed up. I'm just asking the Lord to please bless me with a job. I've been without a job. Next month will be a year. I've been looking for work and everything else. I just pray that, you know, the Lord guide me in the right way and send me a job and everything else.
It sounds like you just try to keep the faith that things are going to work out in the end, right?
Yes, ma'am. I be depressed crying, but I just like to keep my tears to myself because I'm the type of person, I don't like no one feeling sorry for me. You know, I'm not coming out looking for a handout. I'm just trying to help myself.
Yeah.
I just want them, the only thing I really want them to do is cut these blotted areas, put police cameras up where they could see when people doing bad things around people, homes and stuff. Yeah, a lot of people have worked hard for everything they got, and for someone just to take it away from them, it's not fair. It's just not fair.
Yeah, I mean, you just want them to do their job.
Yes, ma'am.
And that's not too much to ask, right?
No, ma'am.
And so you say you're looking for a job. So right now you're in a program getting your education.
Yes, ma'am. I'm in a program right now. Trying to get my high stat test. And matter of fact, I go to school Monday through Friday. But this week, we test last week, so I go back Monday to get my schedule. So I'll be going back and everything. But sometimes I'll be so depressed, well, I don't go because I'm the type of person when I'm like that. I just don't want nobody asking me the question because I don't like to act ugly with nobody, so I stay at my house, you know. But other than
that. Yeah, well, it sounds like you are trying to do stuff that is positive and keeping you on the right track. So, because you're sticking with the program, right? You're not giving up.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you looking for jobs in the healthcare field or some other field?
In the healthcare field, and I enjoy, I've been a CNA all my life, but I enjoy doing it, but I just can't do it anymore because I hurt my back. And I'm not young, and the doctor said I couldn't do it anymore. But I'm just trying to find me.
It sounds like you care about people and like to help people. Right?
I really do. And I know with the situation that I'm in, and if I get a job doing sitting, I can't do it because I know I cannot sit there and not do nothing for the patient. So I can't do it because my back won't let me do all that lifting and pulling like I used to do. And yeah. I'm not young, you know, I'm over 55, and so I really can't do it anymore. You know, I'm
just trying to find a hard job.
I went to different job fairs. I had an interview with Optional, and the lady told me that the wait on human resources to call, that been about a month ago. They say it takes a while, but I just have to be patient, but I just have to keep on looking and putting in the applications till someone calls me.
And to not give up, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And so, well, we're almost out of time. So I thank you very much for joining us today, Miss Daisy.
Okay.
And we
have been listening to a Community Voice on WAMFLP, New Orleans, Louisiana, 90.3 FM. And streaming at WAMF.org. WAMF is an all-volunteer, non-commercial radio station. So if you would like to volunteer to host your own show, please give us a call at 504-605-0746 or drop us a line at wamf.org.